everyone, welcome to Forensic Diaries featured by Forensic Times, and I'm Sushobhita Singh, your co-host for this episode. Today I'm going to tell you about the Sheena Bora murder case. Who was Sheena Bora? To know about Sheena, firstly I have to discuss about Indrani. Indrani's story starts way back in 1984 Guwahati, when at 19 she fell in love with Siddharth Das and had two children, Sheena Bora daughter, Mikhail Bora son. Time always changes. So as time passes, Siddharth was facing constant money shortage, resulted in the crumbling of their marriage 3 years later. So because of shortage of money, Indrani left Siddharth and take her children with her, and she left the children in Guwahati under care of her parents and she moved to Kolkata. Here in Kolkata, she met Sanjeev Khanna, a successful businessman, and then she marries and had a daughter with, and they named her Vidhi, and they lived happily ever after, right? No, wait, there's more. Now Khanna's business began to fail and she does the walkout once again. Then one day, Indrani met Alec Padamshri. Padamshri was a famous theater and advertiser personality. Alec Padamshri introduces Indrani to high society circle where she met all powerful people that she wanted. And one day in a party, she was introduced to Peter. Now who was Peter? Peter Mukherjee was a famous rising star in the world of media and CEO of a TV channel. Peter and Indrani start dating each other, and within a month they were married and soon become a celebrity couple. Peter, despite having two sons, Rahul and Rabin, he legally adopted Vidhi also. All this while, Indrani parents have been raising Sheena and Mikhail in Guwahati. And here in Mumbai, Indrani was so busy in her life and high profile circle that she was totally forgotten about Sheena and Mikhail. One day, Indrani parents saw her photo in a newspaper. After seeing her photo, her father decided to write a letter to Indrani telling her about his conditions. Dear Indrani, I am finding it difficult to support Sheena and Mikhail because you haven't seen any money and you never came to see them for 10 years. When Indrani got the letter, she got tensed and shocked too. And she started thinking, if Peter find about Sheena and Mikhail, he will give divorce. No, I won't let it happen. Let me talk to my father, Indrani said to herself. Then she called her father and told him not to worry about children. She will send money to support them. For a while, all was good until 4 years later, and now grown 19 years old Sheena phones her mom and told her that she had got admission in St. Xavier's College in Mumbai. After listening this news, Indrani was not at all happy. For her, it was a disaster. So after some days, Sheena reached Mumbai. But something very strange happened. When Indrani introduced Sheena to Peter, she called her younger sister. Sheena got shocked, but she obeyed her mom and played along. And from there, she met Rahul, son of Peter Mukherjee, and they both fell in love with each other. But Indrani was not ready to accept their relation, and she warned Sheena to stay away from Rahul. But Sheena denied to stay away from Rahul. she carry on with her relationship. So Indani tried a lot to separate them, but nothing works. Then Sheena start blackmailing her about the past. So one day, angry Indrani made a plan to kill Sheena, and then she spoke to Sanjeev Khanna, ex-husband, and revealed her plan to eliminate Sheena and Mikhail and asked her for his help. Indrani wanted to kill both of them because they both were blackmailing her and threatened to expose the truth that she was their mother and not their sister. On 24 April 2012, Indrani has asked Sheena to meet her in front of a reputed sari shop in Bandra, where Rahul dropped her off in the evening. Then Indrani met Sheena, took her to the shop, offered a glass of water that was spiked with a sedative, and took her back to the car. Once the sedative kicked, the Sheena became visibly drowsy. Indrani instructed Rai, who had already been informed about the murder on Spike earlier, to take the car to a quiet lane in Bandra, where both Rai and Khanna held Sheena down, while Indrani strangled her own daughter to death. After Sheena's death, the next plan of action was to get rid of her body. For that, Indrani decided to keep it in the back seat of a car outside her apartment in Worli. Early morning around 4 a.m., when police check booth is less active, the trio drove down with the body to Pen, an obscene small town in Raigarh district. They dumped the body and poured an entire can of petrol on it and burned it. On the same day, 24 April 2012, Sheena took a leave of absence and sent in her written resignation. And on the same day, Rahul received a breakup message from Sheena's phone, which was sent by Indrani from Sheena's phone, and that letter was signed by Kajal Sharma, a former assistant of Indrani. But after getting the message, Rahul gets shocked and he was not ready to accept it. So he tried a lot to contact Sheena, but he can't able to connect her because her number was switched off. Then, after trying a lot to contact Sheena, he went to Indrani and asked her, where was Sheena? Indrani told him that she had gone to US for her higher studies, and she told me that she don't want to keep any relation with you. But still, Rahul was not ready to accept. Rahul and Mikhail, brother of Sheena, tried to take help of a police, but nothing happens. The most surprising part is that Sheena had been murdered in 2012 and it was hidden from the police till 2015. So according to Scroll, it was found that there was an IPS officer who was key hushing up the case in 2012 when Sheena's body was first found a month after she was killed. A report forth by the CBI said that this officer had allegedly called the superintendent of police Raigarh district and in charge of Pen police station, telling him to drop the case. Then in charge of Pen police station allegedly told inspector of Pen police station to not speak a word about the case and do not register on FIR for either murder or for a case of accidental death. after a long time, about 3 years, in 2015, Mumbai Police Commissioner received an anonymous phone call and he was told that Sheena Bora had been missing for the past 3 years. Then he asked PI Dinesh Kadam for Kar Police Station to start investigation. And that police officer, while looking to the case, began to turn his suspicions towards Indrani. The police put Indrani under surveillance. On 21st August 2015, they picked up a driver Rai in connection with an illegal arm case and questioned him about Sheena's disappearance. After much effort, Rai cracked and confessed to his role in the murder, telling that Indrani was the mastermind behind the murder and was helped by Khanna. On August 25, 2015, police picked up the Indrani from her Worli residence, where firstly she denied the charges, but later she broke down and confessed as well. When Rai was asked to recount his statement in front of her, and then a day later Khanna was arrested from his residence in Kolkata. And then further investigation started. The investigation team reached the spot where the body was burned after being led over there by Shyam and the villagers. At place where Sheena body was dumped, the police recovered some bones and skulls. Then they tried to extract DNA from the molars, but they were not able to extract it. Then they used long pieces of femur bone. The DNA profiles were checked and rechecked thrice using different approaches to avoid any type of error. DNA markers were found to be matching between Sheena and Indrani, confirming their relation that Sheena was Indrani's daughter. Usually, after being burned and being left in the open environment, it's not easy to determine DNA. But one of our forensic experts explained that due to weather and good condition, the DNA sample survived. And he said that if the DNA was contaminated, the acquired result would be incomplete. And then expert told that the skull found was of a female aged 22 to 25 years. And with the help of a long bone femur, they estimated the height, which was between 153 to 160 centimeter, means 5 feet to 5.2 feet. Now, a big question arises. Is Peter knows about all these incidents? Then CBI starts questioning Peter about Sheena murder plan. Peter said that he had no knowledge of the murder, and he said that he didn't even know that Sheena was Indrani's daughter, and he also said that he wasn't opposed Sheena and Rahul's match. However, according to the same report, Mumbai Police Commissioner said that Peter had told him that he knows there was something being planned by Indrani. Later, Peter asked to sit for a polygraph test, which indicate that he deep-seated mistrust for Indrani. This contradicted his earlier record statements, where he professed to have blind faith and believe on his wife, which is why he took her words that Sheena was her sister. The CBI arrested Peter on November 19, 2015 and had filed a charge sheet which charged Peter with different IPC sections pertaining to murder, criminal conspiracy and destruction of evidences. The case has spiraled into unimaginable proportions since it was come to light in 2015. Since then, the judicial custody of accused has been extended at different times. Emails and phone calls between Peter, Indrani and Rahul have suggested that the couple were indeed guilty of conspiracy to kill Sheena. The accused were questioned by the CBI in prison and almost all their bails rejected at different times. And the time came on January 17, 2017, both Peter and Indrani were charged with murder and for conspiracy. And Khanna and Rai were also in police custody. So this is all about the Sheena Bora murder case. Thank you. And for more stories, you can subscribe to our podcast channel available in Spotify, JioSaavn, iTunes, Google Podcast and many more. And if you wish to get featured in this podcast channel, then email us at theforensictimes@gmail.com. Thank you and have a nice day.